Okay, so we're left with the problem in Tosfos. Tosfos is in doubt as to whether or not a almana, a widow, needs chuppah or not. And it's fun. It's interesting how he, like, at the beginning of the Tosfos, he, like, tacitly assumes that she doesn't. He just says, like, an almana who doesn't need a chuppah, then so-and-so, you know? And then afterwards he says, oh, and even if you want to say almana does need a chuppah, then whatever. And then he said, then at the end, he says, you know what, I like that better. I think really she does need a chuppah. You know, man, it's just funny the way he progresses, you know? But it's almost like this, it's like a natural thing at the beginning of the Tosos that almana would not need chuppah. You know, and the question is, why not? What's the difference? I mean, why, what's the difference between almana and anyone else? A chuppah is a chuppah. How would you, why should it be dependent upon whether she's an almana or a basula? So that's a question, right? And that's another question we raise. Is what does almana mean? Does almana mean a woman who's already been married? Or does it mean an almana, like a widow? Or does it mean, you know, does it go to a grusha, for instance? Divorcee, someone who's been divorced. Or what about beula, just a woman of premarital sex? I mean, he doesn't, his categories aren't very clear. I mean, he's saying almana doesn't. I mean, it's not clear. He doesn't say. I mean, as I said, it depends on your svara, I guess. You know, it turns out at the end of the day, he holds everyone does, so you're not going to really be able to track this thing down. But I mean, yeah. Just as almana. I'm thinking along the lines of Johnny's original idea. But maybe a little different. That I mean, maybe we could work with it. If you like it, maybe we could make it a little better, more defined. But I'm just thinking is like, this is, I think, a natural idea just to notice that a wedding, you can even think of it, or you can imagine the thinking of such a thing is like the wedding of a basula. I could say a basula and a bula, like a, you know, for a basula and a, you know, first marriage, for, let's say, both people, versus you have someone who's a widow, and you marry a, so, you know, a guy marries a widow, like second marriage. Like, there's a whole difference between, I guess, you have it in the Chazal, Zivig Rishon, Zivig Sheni. Shav Brachos also, you see, different simcha, which is almana. All simcha is different. It's a different type of an experience. And, like the height, the whole sexual romantic marriage is the first marriage. You know, that's all the emotions are involved in that first marriage. He sees different simcha. It's all different. You know, starting out a new life. And, I mean, whatever emotion, it's a very charged emotional thing. So you agree, Sean?
Yeah, about like nipple
cut, right? Okay, so but an almana getting married, almost like, if you ever hear of someone who you know is almana, and you hear she's getting married, you say, oh, that's nice. That's good for her, you know? Because there's an idea, and the Torah recognizes an almana is like a yasam, an almana, and a, you know? It's a certain type of, she's an unfortunate situation. There's a separate mitzvah of chesed for an almana, and a separate mitzvah, you know, iser to oppress an almana. Like, she's a broken, an almana is someone who's broken, emotionally. And marrying her, it's true that there is a sexual component, because marriage is marriage, and marriage means they're going to have a sexual relationship. But it's almost like the marriage is like giving her a home, taking care of her, bringing her into your house. You know, it's like, it's already, the character of the marriage of an almana is not one of a sexual. Like, if you think of, I mean, these types of marriages, second marriages, or, you know, I guess you think of it as like old people, like grandparents get married, that kind of thing. You know, like there's a certain character to the thing. Now, you know, maybe I'm not saying that's always the case, but even if they're younger, even a younger person who gets married is an almana, it's still like, oh, that's good for her. She's able to, you know, that's good. That's nice of that guy or whatever he's taking her in. You know, so it could be that, and this it could be defined better halachically. But if you say that the idea of chuppah is that an ishus. Ishus is an ishus of kedusha. You could say that there's like chuppah is remedying like a danger or, you know, a mistake that would be cast by your average marriage. Like if marriage were just go out and have beer with her, then that would imply that that's the essence of the marriage. You know, that they're basically just a sexual fling or whatever, and it lacks the idea of kedusha. Because that's, you know, a basula, and, you know, get married to a basula, that's like the character of the thing. And if you just went at her and had bia, then it would, even though the ishus is not that way, but it would imply the initiation of the ishus would be that this is an ishus of an instinctual. You know, and therefore, in order to remedy that, the Torah says, yeah, it's a mitzvah, that you have to set it up through, hold on, take a step back, can curb the instinct, and first involve yourself in the chuppah aspect, the protection, and that then go the, pursue that instinctual activity. But under the platform, based on the platform of chuppah. But by an ishus to an almana, which does not have that overwhelming character to it, so then you don't have the danger. And therefore the Torah was not mitzvah that you mechayev to do. Then you could just do it, just set up the ishus in whichever way the ishus gets set up, and it's an ishus of kedusha. And in other words, the mitzvah of, according to this havamina, the mitzvah of chuppah is a mitzvah on when you marry a basula. That's where it exists. It's a halacha in marriage of basula. Because the natural way really is you get married, you initiate the marriage, however you initiate the marriage, whatever you be, or whatever the case is. But the Torah came in and interjected, hold on a second. Chuppah, you need to do chuppah. You marry a basula, that's dangerous, because that portrays an idea of marriage counter to the Torah's idea of marriage, and therefore you have to remedy that by doing chuppah. But by an almana, it already, implicit in the marriage is the fact that you're taking care of her, and that is the proper idea. So you don't have to initiate it by doing an action of chuppah. It's like the marriage itself, even the bia itself, has the character of, oh, you're taking care of her. Now it's three set up through bia, but it's implicit in the ishus itself. So it wouldn't be necessary. The Torah wasn't mitzvah to initiate it through chuppah. I think I'm saying it's not so much because of him or her or what they're going to think. It's the idea of what marriage and the Kedushas Yisrael is, that our ishus is a certain concept. And it's an ishus of when you marry a basula, that is there's a strong instinctual component in the thing, and it would be implied as if that the ishus is a sexual, essentially, sexual thing. And by having it, and that has to be, that misconception would have to be corrected through doing chuppah. But by ishus to an almana is a different type of an ishus. And a person looks at it objectively, and an onlooker looks at it, that's the thing. Now maybe the guy thinks it's actually, yeah, that's true, maybe he does, but it just has a different character to it. The ishus has objectively a different character to it. Yeah, so he says, the halacha is by shav brachos. It's 7 days for if she's a basula, 3 days if she's not a basula. She's a bula. Doesn't matter about him. So he sees that the ishus is a different type of an ishus, marrying a basula. So it's different. That's a different type of the sexual is a different type of a thing. Okay, so that's one side, right? So that's one side. That's why you're thinking of an almana doesn't have, because the whole thing here is to rectify an error which could exist in the marriage of a basula. Okay, but an almana. See, I could see, imagine by grusha, I could see going both ways. By the way, in this logic, because I could see saying is that it's an idea of a basula has this like. This negative connotation of the sexual, or I could see it saying is that, in which case then a grusha doesn't matter, she's not a basula. Or I could see it saying is that because marrying an almana already has, like, already points to the idea of, like, protecting her. Like, a grusha is different than an almana, you know?
Like, a grusha.
It sounds like he's singling out almana, though. I don't know, it sounds that way. I mean, but it could be good, because it means, is like, in that marriage, it's like already underscored, like that's already part of the character thing. She is someone in need, and by marrying her, it's like you're already taking care of her. I'm not sure though. Let's leave it up. So now what's the other side? So what's the side to say that you do that almana does need chuppah? Because that's what he ends up saying, right? That's what he ends up saying. So what's that way? I think what John is getting at is that you could just say that it's simple, is that the Torah, like this is premising that really chuppah is not an intrinsic need. And chuppah is there to rectify a problem created by a ishus of a basula. But you could just say that it's an intrinsic halacha, that marriage, bottom line is, marriage is a sexual institution. And the Torah, the Kedushas Yisrael, is that the Torah said that the way you set up an ishus is through chuppah. It's through an expression of the protection. The marriage already doesn't have the strong sexual content. But that's the Kedushas Yisrael, that this is the way, but no, Yisrael, get married. What's the Kedusha Yisrael? Is it that we don't engage in that our marriage, which is the highest level of sexuality, we curb and we flow? Or is it just an idea that across the board, this is the manner of Ishus? The manner of Ishus is to show that the Ishus is primarily one of chuppah, not of sexuality. So it's not only there to rectify a problem But it's that is the objectified method of establishing ishos. You know, and that's what he goes with. He ends up going with that. I mean, it's a smoother, halachically smoother thing. But the other way is like, chuppah is more like an ad hoc thing. Is that really intrinsically marriage is, because he's set up anyhow, however you want. But it's just like there's a problem, so there's a mitzvah of chuppah to rectify an error. You know what I mean? But it's saying that it's like, it's a more minimalistic idea of what chuppah is. It's not, chazologists kind of coming in where it's necessary. But he's saying is, and this is how we hold, is that that no, the chuppah really is Torah across the board, Mekadosh Yisrael, the chuppah v'kiddush, and that this is the manner of marriage. So marriage is even for an almana, there is a sexual component. It's not like saying almana is not doesn't have bia. So saying that marriage has two sides to it. That is what ishus is you're taking care of her and you're having bia with her, and therefore you initiate ishus through the side of the chuppah and not through the side of the through a reflection of kedusha. That the wax away, ishus is initiated, and even by an almana, you have sexual. Is it rectifying a problem of the intense sexual thing, or just saying it's a positive thing that you want to demonstrate the essence of ishus, and that exists any time that there's a sexual component. Okay, so now to the Baalita, right? So you have here, this is quoted in the Torah in the Beis Yosef. So it's Simon Samach Aleph. And basically, it brings down different shitas of chuppah. Right, he brings down the Ran and the Achirim, right, all the ones we've done, the Rambam. So then he says like this. Yeah, okay. Kasev Baruch Haschayim, Hashem Ha'itor. Okay. So he says, chuppah hu shemosra ha'av umachnisa bebayis sheyashvu. I'm sorry. Sheyesh bo cheresh. Okay? So you give the father gives her over and brings her into a house that has chidosh, has new, something new. Kigon sadinim ha-metziyorim, has like nice, fancy, like embroidered curtains. Shakorin curtains. Okay? It's always the same, right? Curtains. V'yesh osin sukkah mevrodim or mehada. Sometimes they make like a canopy, a sukkah out of roses. I tell you, that's what we do now, right? Roses or hadasim. Ubam es yachdim shneim, and there the two of them have yichud. Shekorin tenmu. Okay. Does he mean es yachdim that it means like they actually have yichud?
We thought not, because he says, with this guy, then...
Oh, yeah, later, he says, the Shoshvinan, right? Later, yeah. Yeah, I don't think it just means, let's say further. But Omer Chopa, who sudar, shechofen b'rashay and mishas bracha, and those who say that Chopa means it's the head covering, a sudar, that they cover over their heads at the time of the bracha, of the Shev brachos, funny type of a combination, lav milsahi, it's not good. Mid the garcina b'sukkah, Yerushalmi, until you enter the chuppah, shma mina makom miyuchad. It's a set designated place. Kein kila shiyoshim shneim in mashrinim the chuppah, like the kila is like a canopy or something like that. Did anyone look it up?
Yeah, we did. Canopy,
right? Something like that, right?
Yeah, canopy of wedding.
Something like that. Okay. So then it was that they sit with the shoshrinim, are like their best man or whatever, something like that, right? I don't know if they call them that. That's not Shoshvinan. The Rishalmi Besukka, Elohein Chupos Chasanim. This is the Chupa of a Chasan. Sadinim HaMitzuyorim. They're like, again, like sheets which are embroidered. Chulei. Right? I mean, I guess they have Besula of Almana. By Almana, Kiman Shinichasel Shem Nesuin. Since once she enters Shem Nesuin, Viesh Mashal Makam Yuchad, there's a designated location. That's all Samita, and I guess the bed is like spread out, a bed is made. There's Yachid Sham. It's like a house that has a chuppah. I think he's saying maybe because he doesn't have an idea like a roof or a canopy. He's just saying there's like a makom yuchad where they put a spread of bed. That's like, I think, like a bias sheyesh b'chuppah. Maybe means it's like, it would be as if they had like a bias, like a covering or whatever. It sounds like he's saying that you don't have like a whole covering, but it's the same effect. As you said, a separate designated bed, which is a nice spread or whatever. It sounds like there's an idea. It's like you enter... It's entering like a location which is set aside, like a beautiful some sort of location which they the two of them enter and go into there, and that is It doesn't sound like a zicha, right? Because it says with the shashrina, right? It doesn't sound like they're alone, there are doors, or it doesn't, it's like a canopy even. It doesn't sound like it's a closed, sealed room or anything like that. So it sounds like, and that, otherwise it would just be yichud. Now what's the whole deal, you know? It sounds like this is not yichud, this is different shita. Like, what we, I think this is what we have, this is our chuppah. You know, he's saying, entering that, that's chuppah. That's chuppah. And he said, what?
He says that's a minhag.
It says a minhag. Yeah. It's funny, a minhag. It's funny, it's true. Why is he called a minhag? I mean, that's chuppah, what kind of minhag? It's a good question. Sounds like you're right. It's like a very optional. A lot of different choices here, right? And then, but he says, but those who say that it just means this cut, this sudar, like I guess it means like sudar is like the hat or something like that, a turban or something, handkerchief that they cover themselves with at the Shas Bracha, he says that's not that good because it means it's a makom. It has to be like a makom yuchad. So it's funny what that other shita is, you know, it's like Shas Bracha, but he rejects, he doesn't like it. But it sounds like, the whole thing sounds like, what are you doing exactly? Are you walking under a canopy, which is beautiful? I mean, that, what does that do? I mean, what are you doing? Right. What's, it's not his bias. It's just like a funny thing altogether. I mean, it sounds like the canopy, you know, covering the sudar sounds like you're not doing anything, but it's almost like, what's this doing? It's like they're getting less and less suradic, you know, or like it's becoming more and more, you know, removed from, you know, but this is somehow, If you told someone that at a wedding the chuppah is actually like going in that chuppah actually makes them marry, they doubt it, you know, it doesn't sound, you know, but that's actually, you know, that's a chuppah.
Isn't that the whole idea of like the first kiss?
First kiss? You mean they do something? Yeah, but I guess here they don't have the first kiss or anything. Just being it sounds like it's not clear exactly what. I guess when they go there, I guess this is Yeah, Mesha Mosrav Machnisa Bebai Shish Bochidash.
What
it means is Mosra? Mesha Mosra Ha'av U Machnisa Bebai. It's not clear who's Machnisa. Maybe the husband is the Machnisa? Father, right. Mesha Machnisa Ha'av or something. You know, the father gives her over and the husband brings her into. That's, I think, maybe why they. I think someone said that someone was against this, but that's why. I think maybe the Rav was against it, but I think that's what maybe, like, you know, Sfardim do is that the parents walk her down halfway, and then the husband then comes out and gets her and brings her to the chuppah. You've seen that? Someone said that the Rav was, I thought it's like a guy. I thought I remember seeing this. Maybe it's not true, but I seem to remember saying the Rav said it's like a guyish thing. It's not a Jewish thing.
What do you mean, the ritual per se?
Yeah, well, the ritual of that thing, where like they bring her halfway, and then you go get her and bring her in. But I mean, it sounds like that from here. Like you could argue that's what it is. The father gives her over, and then the husband brings her into the chuppah. Not that they have, you know.
Yeah, but
Truma, no. I mean, Daniel's saying a point. It's like, we do all of them. So, I mean, you could just say, like, we Yotzei Olashitas, why not? But, I mean, then I say, if it's in the day of Kedusha, and they're reflecting the different Kedushas, components of Kedusha and the Isha, so it could be that you don't have to only do one, it could be it's a Kiyum to reflect the different components of the Kedusha. Obviously, the Isha is only initiated once, but it could be it's a Kiyum in the Isha in its initiation to reflect the Kedusha. I mean, it's Kiyum for the husband, for the wife, I mean, it's all, it just characterizes the nature of their marriage, or the fact that they're involved in the ideas of the marriage and the kedushas of the marriage. Yeah, this is the Ramah. In the Ramah, it's a nun dalet, and it's a nun hey, actually. The Ramah brings down, I mean, they brings down all the shittas of chuppah. But this one, he says, he actually brings down the other one of that, you know, that you cover the sudar on their head, b'shas bracha. He puts the parentheses, ha-beis Yosef hevia. He doesn't say that basically he wasn't happy about it, but he said, then he said, Minog Posh, oh, I don't know if it was Beis Yosef wasn't happy. It could be his Archis Chaim. Whatever. Minog Posh at Asha Likros Chopa, Makom Shemachnisim Yuria Prusa Agabe Klunosos. So you put a curtain on top of these poles. So the Makom went, right? Machnisim Tachtel HaChosan Yakala Barabim. And as they go, and the Kazan will go under their Barabim, and with Kacha Sham. The Kedushin and Mavarchim Sham Birch Zerusim and Isuin. Fine. Good. The Prisha spells out a little bit. We learned Lashon Chuppah, Nikra Lashon Kisoy. It's a covering. Lashon Mechupa. Kolomar Shehi Nechmetzel Shusha Lios Tachta Vehu Mechape Vehu Megen Alei. He's going to cover and protect her. Dechsevu Farasta Kanafecha Al Masecha. Right. That's like by Rus, I think. Pirush Rashi Shul Lashon Nisuin. That's what it means. And Nisuin is where you spread your knaf on our protector. And leave this question tomorrow. It would be nice if after we do this, we could like kind of get all the shittos together, you know, like try to put them into a nice picture. It would be nice if we could do that. We'll see. Right? But that would be good if we could put them all together. And then I'd like to do is there's a good chance we'll have time tomorrow also to do at least to get started on the Rambam in Aleph Dalet on Kadesha, right? Oh, yeah, you got to do also. There's the Rambam in Malachim. You got to find that
it's
one.
It's all quoted in all this.
It's all quoted in the. Yeah, they bring it down.
In
Hinochos Malachim, it's on Kadesha, on Pilagash. Okay. In the Ravid. The Rambam in the Ravid on Aleph Dalet. It's Aleph Dalet, right? Not Gimel Dalet. Aleph Dalet. Question about Pilagash. It's not clear whether he holds Pilagash as a motto. The Ravid comments. And you can look at the Rambam in Malachim, where he's pretty explicit that a king's allowed to have a pilagash, but a regular person's not allowed to have a pilagash. But look there also. You got to look at that also. It's in Malachim. But it's if you can't find it, you go to Daniel. All right, you'll find it?
Yeah.